I am Daniel Lukis.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bartoni. Welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Chefy.
Yeah, Daniel, how are you doing?
Oh, busy, 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 Chefy. Yes, you are. Yeah. My goodness. Thank
Always
God.
Busy.
Yes, thank God. It's our Monday, and another episode for our podcast.
And, yes, fantastic.
And last week, Chefy, we introduced our product on our online shop or online business. So we are very proud, Chef and I are very proud for these milestones of Food 101. So please do visit our official website or Food 101 merchandise on Etsy and Shopify. Where is our Shopify website? I will do it later. So, Chefy, last week we talked about pasta, right?
Yeah, pasta last week, amatriciana. Yes. So this week I was thinking maybe we can talk about carpaccio, you know, and a little bit, many carpaccio. You know what we have in our book here? You see the book?
Fantastic. Yes.
Our book, Food 101. There we
yes.
go.
Yes. Food 101.
You can find our recipe of carpaccio here, you know?
Yes.
So the classic beef carpaccio, you know, the classic traditional beef carpaccio. You need a nice beef tenderloin and arugula, parmesan cheese, parmesan cheese, extra virgin olive oil, lemon juice, salt, pepper, and capers. That's classic. But, you know, you can, what I suggest, you know, you can, some people don't like capers, so you know you can arrange whatever you like. You know, some place they put cheese on top, other kind of different cheese, not just the shaved parmesan, but you can use burrata, you can use cottage cheese. Why not? You know, once you clean your beef tenderloin, unless you already buy a clean tenderloin, and I'll suggest always, you know, freeze the meat. Then after that, you sliced, if you have a slicer. Otherwise, if you don't have a slicer, you have to do by hand, of course. And you can do frozen. So you have to do fresh anyway.
Yes, must be free. Frozen, people, so you can slice.
I find it easy when with a slicer to do frozen, because you can cut the same slice, the same size. You know, it's so easy. Eh? When you have to do by hand, sometimes, you know, if you know very... Andy with the knife, you know, it's gonna be a problem. You know, some slice is gonna be so big, some very small. So there is different way that I see making carpaccio all my life here, you know, around the world. You know, you can even eventually, if you don't want a slice, you can pound the meat and make it nice and thin, and then after you marinate after. So it's not that you have to be perfectly sliced. That's for a meat carpaccio, like a beef carpaccio. You put your salt, your olive oil, if you want your dressing, your lemon juice, a little bit salad on top for decoration, of course. And voila, that's, you know, it's going to, practically the lemon juice is going to cure you, going to cook your meat that way, you know, with the acidity of the lemon. Otherwise, you can pound, like I say, you know, you make it nice and flat, the size of the plate, there we go. You don't have to slice nothing, you just pound it. But when you go on the fish, I like to marinate a little bit the fish. So I put usually 1% of salt of the weight of the fish. And I let it stay for at least 1 hour. Then after that, I dry up the fish and I put olive oil, I put on the vacuum pack. I seal the fish. So all the flavor stay over there. And then after, give it 3 or 4 hours to marinate the fish. And then after that, I usually open up and I start to slice it. So probably you don't have to put your salt on top at the end, you know. You just put your acidity if you want it, or your lemon juice, or your orange dressing, or your let's say yuzu dressing, or your whatever feel like for as acidity for give it that little, you know, tasty on your carpaccio. And fish, what kind of fish? I love to do with the salmon, with yellowtail. You can use almost everything, you know. It's when it's fresh, of course, you know. Fresh. And tuna, of course. Why don't you know tuna? It's tuna carpaccio is fantastic. We was talking before was the about the octopus carpaccio. You like octopus, yes. Carpaccio, no?
Oh yes.
There's so many ways to do octopus carpaccio. I like, you can do raw, you can do steam. Be honest with you, I like steam one because, I don't know, I feel so tasty when you steam the carpaccio. And yes. I used to make, I used to clean the legs of the octopus. You know, and then wash it, rinse it out, dry up, and then put it in a vacuum bag. And then I used to put 1% of salt water inside there, and then I steam, I cook on the with the oven, you know, steam for 20 minutes anyway. And it came out, you know, when you cool down after nice water, and then after that you open up, you slice it. You know, the taste is so unbelievable, amazing. And you can adjust whatever you like. You can make a bruschetta on top of that. You know, dice fresh tomato with fresh basil, really Italian style. Or you can go kind of puttanesca style. You know, you put the black olives, capers, you know, and your fresh basil, oregano on it. It's very, very nice too. Or you can add some Genovese pesto on top. Why not? It's very different, something new. Or if you want to go a little bit touch of a little bit Asian, you put a little bit soy sauce on it. Why not? You know. Yes. So there's a different way how to make carpaccio, and depending what kind of carpaccio you want to make.
Definitely, for sure, Seppi. But before we go on, Seppi, let's shout out our countries listening to us, in because we are very, very famous in Netherlands. Let's shout out the people listening in Netherlands. So, Chefy in North Holland.
Okay, no, I'll let you. Yeah, I forgot my glasses today. Sorry.
You forgot. Okay. Sorry. Okay, no worries. Because in North Holland, we got 78% audience share. South Holland at 8%. Provincia Gelderland at 5%. Groningen, Province Utrecht. Province Zeeland, North Brabant, Zeeland, Limburg, and a lot more. Thank you so much, Netherlands, for supporting.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And according to our platform that are listening to us, Shafi, on Apple platforms, we are got 68.4% audience share. Web browser, we got 19.9%. Castbox at 4.8, Spotify at 4.7, and other is 2.3. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food people like we are talking today. One of the famous appetizer of Italian cuisine.
So, Daniel, what kind of carpaccio you like?
I like Chefy Polpo Carpaccio.
Polpo Carpaccio, yeah, octopus. Yes. It's one of the classic, classic carpaccios. Yeah.
So, Chefy, what will be your advice for those beginners who are gonna do the carpaccio?
Okay, which carpaccio are we talking about?
Let's say beef carpaccio. Yeah.
For the beginner, it's so easy. Well, you just go to the store, you get a nice piece of tenderloin. Nice and clean, so you have to do the bad job, you know, the difficult job to clean up the tenderloin, you know, because it needs lots of time to learn how to, you know, clean, you know, and then cut it. You have to wrap in the plastic and then freeze, and then you slice. But if you are home, of course, you know, you just, you know, slice by hand, Like I say, if you are no good on slice your beef tenderloin very thin for the carpaccio, you can pound it. You know, that's the easy way I can tell the people to do it. You know, you just use a nice clear plastic bags, and you just put your piece of meat over there. You know, maybe a fillet of 8 ounce, you can just slice, you know, 3-4 times, and then you're going to pound that one, like maybe 1 ounce of meat at a time, you know. And let's say you just pound it, you make it as large, as thin as possible, and you put it on the plate. Let's say, as you see on the picture over there, you can arrange as you like. You know, you can put any kind of salad you like on top. You know, I like it with arugula. I think it's my favorite. It's mashed with the, you know, you get your beef, you get your salt, you get your vinegar, then you get the bitter from the arugula. It's the best. And but some people that maybe don't like the arugula, so maybe you can change. You can make some frise, or why not, something else you can find. Absolutely.
Yes. But arugula
and,
is
fresh tomato. If you want, you can make some chopped tomato on top. Or if you want, like I said, cheese. You know, you can put burrata. You can put cottage cheese, or you know, let's see, ricotta cheese, whipped. You know, with a little bit of salt and pepper, olive oil. Why not? Nice.
Why not? Yes. Some people, Chefy, put the salad on under the beef, right?
The bottom. Yeah, some people does. You know, it all depends how the chef wants to present it. You know, it's the same thing when I say to everybody. You know, it all depends how you want to present it. You know, if you like with the salad, why not? Then nobody's going to say nothing about it. You know, it's something that you like to do. And I like not too much, maybe spread a little bit left and right so I can see the meat, because I like to see the meat too. Or the fish, doesn't matter. You know, it's all how you want to present it on the plate.
Yes.
But if you like the salander, yes, why not? You can put all the salander there, and then on top you can put your meat, and you drizzle after with the dressing and everything.
Yes, people, carpaccio is something else. Mm-hmm. One Italian cuisine appetizer that we need to spread out, because it's something else that you need to, you know, taste it and explore it, because it's something else to be explored.
So, chef, you know, thinking about raw meat, you know, yeah, but once you put your acidity on it, and you put your olive oil, your salt, you practically you cook your meat. So at the end, it's a cook. Come on.
Yes, it's raw. But so, chef, if you compare tartar to carpaccio, what's the big difference?
Well, tartar, you chop the meat, the carpaccio is a slice. Probably almost the same, because at the end you're gonna add all your stuff on the tartar. You know, you put your capers, your onion, your marinade, actually your meat, and you add your sauce on it. So. Yeah, maybe almost, let's say it's almost the same, but the carpaccio, let's say it's slice, spread on the plate. You don't have to add nothing, because it's already all over there. So you just gotta eat it. That's it.
Yes. And I think, chef, tartar is from the French cuisine, while carpaccio is from Italian cuisine, right?
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken. It's like the version of French cuisine is tartar, and for sure the Italian, we have it, the carpaccio. So, Chefy, yeah. Before we go on, let's talk about our Food 101 merchandise that I've been busy for last 3 weeks now. Oh my goodness, I had a lot of things on our Food 101 merchandise, people. So if you are looking for pet hoodie, we have a pet hoodie. People, it only cost $39.30 Canadian dollars. And of course, jigsaw puzzle, 31.72. And ceramic ornament, face towel. I have a lot of additional products. Of course, comforter, we do have two, Chefy. Lamp. We have lamp.
Cool, look at that, neck mask.
Okay, and stain mag, and wow. Of course, this three-panel please, Hudal, I want to, one of these days, Shafi, I want to give you one of the sample. I did already order one of the sample. I want to share it to you. It's a poster, a small poster, and I want to know how many days they're going to deliver if you order it. So I order it. It's a mini poster for Food 101.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and I receive after 4 days. So 3 to 4 days, according, I don't know if it's according to the countries that where you are ordering the products, but most in Canada, I think 3 to 4 days. So if you're ordering our products from Etsy or Shopify, for sure it takes 3 to 4 days before it will go to your inbox or to your home. And wow, they did the delivery, I think it's through Canada Post. So it's easy and faster, people. So we are encouraging you to visit our officially online business. It's Food 101 Merchandise. It's all about our podcast, Food 101. And it's been a long time, Chef and I are longing for this project, and it came out fast, because supposed to be a Food 101 online course first. But I have the, well, Chef and I have the privilege to do this first, so we grabbed the opportunity. Right, Shafi?
Yes.
Grab. Grab the opportunity while you're still there. So we grab the opportunity, and here we go. We have a lot of products that we can offer, Food 101. So please support us. If you're looking for a baseball cap, we have two. And, of course, most of a T-shirt, Tumblr.
Oh.
Underwear, men's boxer brief. It's one of a kind boxer brief, people. Food 101 boxer brief. Of course, your favorite of the chef, it's a woman's brief.
Yeah,
it's a favorite of the chef. Yeah. Of course, we have stainless steel water bottles.
Well, that's very
and,
nice. Yeah.
Yes,
very
and natural. I'm going to give you one of these, Shafi. I'm going to send it to you. Natural 2 tea bag, people. Really? Yes. And, of course, our apron, because we are working in the kitchen.
Of course.
Number one. We have two providers for this.
Lunch box. Look at that.
Yes. Kitchen apron. I do already also provide videos, Shafi. So I'm so busy. These are some of the videos I created from TikTok. And please do visit our TikTok account. It's Food 101. I'm going to share to you, Shafi, our Food 101 TikTok account. Because I do specialize our products over there. So if you explore more, we have mags too. Lots of mags, tumbler, lunch bags. I think we have a lot to offer to the world. If you're looking for lunch bag, napkins, and of course sandals, oh, we specialize for that. And unisex heavy blend hoodie sweater, sweatshirt. And of course, suitcase. We have two. And I'm gonna add more products, Effie. More and more products. So tune in. So please do visit our officially Food 101 merchandise on Etsy and Shopify. I will put the link below to this episode so that you just click it and go to our officially website for these products.
Fantastic.
Yes. And I hope sooner or later we can also produce plates for... Is it?
The full set.
Oh,
Jeff,
my
goodness. At home, you know.
Yes. Why not, right, Shafi? This is, well, on my other podcast, Shafi, on my abstract essay, we are talking about, because we on that podcast we are talking about paintings. So my partner there is talking about, oh, can we have a business that we're gonna print our painting, your paintings, and we have a collaboration to do that project. But like last year, and then suddenly I realized that why not, I'm gonna start with Food 101. So when the opportunity came that I can do this by myself and I just can produce lots of products, why not, right?
Yes, good for you.
Yes, good for us. Good for our podcast.
You do all the job.
No, the concept is Chef and I, we run this podcast. So Chef and I are aiming for expanding to make this podcast bigger,
better and bolder.
Yes, tune in for our Food 101 culinary course. I hope I'm gonna finish this year because I'm so busy.
we try. We got so many other seasons coming up anyway.
Yes, well, Chef Alessandro have a big announcement soon. So Shafi, what will be your what will be advice? I asked already, right? So yes. for the beginners, yes, what are the process of doing carpaccio to make for the beginners easy?
Okay, for the beginner, you know, like I say, you know, if you do a beef carpaccio, just you know, get a nice fresh tenderloin and you slice, if you can, but with the knife. If you can't, you just pound it, make it nice and flat, the same size of the plate, and that's it. That's the easy one. For the fish carpaccio, instead, you had to slice. So somehow you had to slice the fish thin as possible. And then I remember that when you put the marinade, you know, you just drizzle on top, you know, your olive oil, your lemon juice, your acidity, anyway, your acidity, your olive oil, and of course your salt and pepper on it. And then of course a little bit of salad would be nice match. And that's it.
Yes. Simple but delicious, people.
Yeah, it's not difficult, actually, carpaccio. I think I find it very, very easy to do it, you know?
Yes. And, for those people who doesn't like to eat raw, well, try it, people, because it's something else.
Well, if they don't like raw, they can cook, you know, especially with the octopus, they can cook and they can slice it. That's in one way. For the beef, maybe I can give another idea. Maybe if they have roast beef, they can use that one as a carpaccio eventually. You know, a very sliced roast beef, half cooked. Yes. You still put your dressing, vinegar, on the dressing with the acidity and with the lemon juice on top, and finish cook all the rest, the meat, without, you don't going to see no red, no raw meat on it, you know?
Yes, because some people doesn't like to see red.
Yeah, of course. I'll just give it a chance to everybody to have one carpaccio, you know?
Yes. So people, be encouraging you, one of the best Italian appetizer in town. Try carpaccio. Or for the French cuisine, they are tartare. Salmon tartare, but we are recommending beef carpaccio or polpo carpaccio.
Yes,
it's one of a kind. I remember, Chefy, when I doing the
cruise.
Yes, in the cruise ship, we're doing the polpo carpaccio. It's laborious. It's something like you need to cook the polpo and then put in a machine to make it. When you slice it, it becomes thin. So it takes like.
Yeah, it's taking time. It's taking time because if you, if you boil the octopus, you have to put together right away when it's hot. Yes. Because at least you give it the form, you give it the size. You know, like it's gonna attach all together once you wrap it. If you don't do that, then it's going to be a problem when you pull down. So after you have to slice one by one, one legs at a time. You know, it's taking more time.
That's true. It's laborious, but it's something else. I miss working in garmanje. It's so laborious, but the product is something else. It's so artful working in garmanje. And so, people, again, another recipe that we want to share to you. It's recommended if you having a party or you want to surprise your girlfriend or whatever, please do try carpaccio, a beef carpaccio.
Yes, please go ahead. You can find a recipe on our book if you want it. You know, Food 101 is here.
Yes,
and you can find in our book the classic recipe of beef carpaccio. Otherwise, you can always go on and Google it.
Yes. Google it, or
everything now in internet anyway.
Yes,
but we like to give you that. We like to give you the easy one, the easy way how to make it. That's it.
Yes, and listen to our podcast. Yes. Probably sooner or later, we're gonna do our fifth season. We're gonna do live cooking each other. Oh, we're gonna demonstrate how to cook a beef carpaccio. Nice. Okay.
No
probably
problem.
Sooner or later, we have Food 101 restaurant. Dream on. Dream on, right, Chefy? Because, well, it's free to dream. So who knows? One day we have Food 101 restaurant.
Yes, who knows? Let's see.
Who knows? It's from podcasts, books, merchandise, and what else? Culinary course. So missing is our restaurant. So, okay, Chefy. I want to promote my other podcast, Book 101 Review, on my fourth season, and in celebration of Poetry Month, we are talking about poetry, people. Please do listen to my latest episode with Safa Bernal. We recite one of her best-selling poetry book. So please do listen, Book 101 Review. And of course, my other one podcast, Movie 101 Review, it's on my fourth season too. We talk about John Wick. Oh, John Wick, people, one of Keanu Reeves' trademarks. So please do listen,
nice.
Movie 101 Review. So, Shafi?
Mega people.
See you soon.
Bye.